Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al Qasim. I am joined by Elena Delozier, a research fellow at the Washington Institute. Our topic today: signs that the 2.5-year rift between Qatar and three Gulf states may finally be coming to an end. The Saudi-led bloc that includes the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed all diplomatic and transport ties with Doha in June 2017. They broke with Doha over allegations that it backs radical Islamist groups and concerns over its close ties with Saudi Arabia's arch-rival, Iran. Qatar vehemently denies the charges. All five countries involved are U.S. allies. Ms. Delozier, the Qatari foreign minister says his country is engaged in positive talks with its brothers in Saudi Arabia. How serious are these talks?
Well, I think it sounds as though they're the most serious that they have been since 2017. I think we should be clear that it seems as though the talks right now are between Saudi and Qatar. We haven't heard very much about the UAE's involvement. And I think the level of seriousness is conveyed by the foreign minister's alleged involvement when he went on a trip to Saudi recently. And I think the real indicator going forward will be the GCC summit, which is happening on December 10th. Who attends from the Qatari side will be a real indicator. In the last few years, Qatar has sent lower-level delegations. If Amir Tamim goes himself to the GCC summit on the 10th, I think that will be a real indication that the talks are quite serious and going well and at a stage where he feels as though he can sort of put himself out there and attend the summit.
Considering that none of Riyadh's demands have been met, what prompted this rapprochement between the two Gulf countries?
It's a little unclear, and there's a lot of speculation. There has been a change in Saudi policy in other fields, for example, Yemen, in the post-Abqaiq period. So the Abqaiq attack, where there was a missile attack on Saudi oil facilities that the Gulf states and the U.S. have blamed on Iran, that attack, I think, really scared the Saudis and made them revisit some of their policies. And so Yemen is a big example, but it's possible that some of this rapprochement with Qatar is happening as a result of that as well. And the reason would be that the U.S. has been arguing to the Saudis for years that the Qatar rift makes it more difficult to have a kind of cohesive Gulf security plan that reacts to the Iranian threat. So it's possible the Saudis are now sort of the mind that, yeah, we need to all get back together so that we can confront the real threat, which is Iran. Now, that's all a bit of speculation, but, you know, and the prime minister of Qatar did go to Mecca in May, which was before the Abqaiq attack. So it's possible there was some rapprochement before, but I do think that was a pretty critical watershed for Saudi policy in the region.
If reconciliation takes place, and that's only if, does this mean that the other Arab states involved, being the UAE, Bahrain, and Egypt, will follow the Saudi suit?
I think the Bahrainis are likely to follow Saudi Arabia's lead. The UAE may not be of the same mind. The UAE's view of the Muslim Brotherhood is a bit more strict than the Saudis' view. So although they both have listed the organization as a terrorist organization and they both condemn them publicly, the UAE has a more sort of virulent opposition to the Muslim Brotherhood than even the Saudis do. And of course, Egypt has their own experience with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the quality of which is a bit different than the Saudi experience as well. And so I do think the UAE and Egypt, it might take a little bit more to get them on board. I would say, though, that the Saudis know this. I'm sure that they're talking to their allies and that this is part of why this is a bit of a process.
Elena Delozier, a research fellow at the Washington Institute, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al Qasim.
Thank you.